This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Streaming is always better with a high-speed internet connection, and we've been hearing a lot about the challenges to delivering truly high-speed internet around the country. Google Fiber is an option that is expanding to some U.S. cities, but it is expensive and some would say disruptive to the current internet-providing powers that be. Last week, some of those powers gathered at an industry conference in Washington, D.C., and Comcast CEO Brian Roberts had something interesting to announce, according to CNET's Lindsay Turrentine.
Comcast is going to have a 3 gigabit per second cable broadband connection, and that's 3 times faster than what Google's working on in these pilot projects around the country. That's very, very fast, but while he said that, this kind of service isn't really available at affordable amounts.
This is, in some ways, kind of a familiar story, the sort of powers that be in a given industry simultaneously fighting off competitors while saying that they're developing and trying to develop similar technology as good or even better than what the competitors are offering, right? But the big question is that an effective way of doing business? And in the process, are you not preventing people from getting services that they actually would be interested in?
I think this is a classic situation of private industry versus the public need. You could argue that this is a situation in which government, even local governments in the case of Google, needs to be involved, because we're talking about providing a future service and laying the physical groundwork for a future service that will bring society into, you know, a new common era. And private industry has slightly different goals to make money, and they need to make sure that they can pay for the infrastructure that they're building. And so there's some inherent conflict there.
How is this going to end up playing out? What are your larger thoughts on this?
I think it's going to be a little while until the average American knows to ask for gigabit internet service. I think that he's right about that. I think that at a certain point, we'll start to compete with countries outside of our own. You know, for instance, South Korea is rolling out gigabit internet everywhere to every single person. And I think that at the point it becomes a national issue, something will happen. There will either be enough consumer demand for, you know, the Comcast of the world to pay for this, or our government will take some steps in partnership with others to make sure that everybody gets this level of service. But right now, it's so new, anything could happen.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor and chief of CNET Reviews, thank you very much.
Thank you.